الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Today is the 21st of Safar 1434, which corresponds to the 4th of January 2013. And we are having our usual weekly class on the tafsir of Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di alayhi rahmatullah. And we are currently in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 26. And I'll read up for you, for your convenience, inshallah. Right here. Wa alaykum salam, welcome. Welcome. A'udhu billahi sami' al-alimi min ash-shaytan rajim. قال فإنها محرمة عليهم أربعين سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين. Allah said, then indeed it is forbidden to them for 40 years in which they will wander throughout the land. So do not grieve over the defiantly disobedient people. And before we go into the tafsir of the Shaykh, يعني, I would like to highlight an important issue in the English language and the importance of proper pronunciation in the English language. And when I'm saying that, I don't mean that you have to sound American or British or Canadian or Australian or whatever. Speak in the accent which you like. But when we speak in whichever accent we like, it could be an Arab accent, an Indian accent, or whatever kind of accent, still the words have to be pronounced properly. Otherwise, you may confuse the listener. And this is very common in the English language, unlike other languages. It happens sometimes in Arabic. Some Arabs, among like Lebanese, Syrian, Palestinian, Egyptian, they never say the letter the. All the th is a z. Zalika, zalika. And so that when you have the word zaki, which is smart, and zaki, which is pure, if you mispronounce the dal and you want to say zaki, but you say zaki, you have confused your listener because he doesn't know which one you're referring to. And there are many examples of this sort. But in English, it's a greater deal. So sometimes people say divorce. And there's no such thing as divorce. There's divorce. Divorce sounds very close to diverse. D-I-V-E-R-S-E, which is many. It's a diverse community, meaning people from different backgrounds. So you may say this and the listener will be confused. Or people say warship. A warship, meaning there's a ship for war. People use it, you know, it's a warship. And the word is worship. Worship. You can't say worship. You have to say worship. That's the English language. Here, we have wander versus wonder. Wonder is W-O-N-D-E-R. Oh, I wonder how it feels. And wander is when you're going around aimlessly. So if you mispronounce wander and you make it wonder, if I did not know, and I would say, what does wonder have to do with this sentence? It would not make any sense. So it's a slight difference in the sounds and the vowels and the phonetics, as they say, but we have to learn them and speak them properly, especially when you are working in da'wah. Especially in da'wah. So you cannot afford to confuse the listeners because of mispronouncing a word. You say, yeah, but I have an accent. Say, keep your accent, akhi, but learn how to pronounce the words properly. That is possible. That is very possible. So it's not about how you sound, it's about just sounding correct. Make sure that you sound correct when you speak. Anyways, so the Shaykh says, rahimahullah, قال الله مجيبا لدعوة موسى. Allah said in response to the supplication of Moses. By the way, for those who are coming for the first time, we are dealing with some verses from the Quran that deal with the story of Moses and his people, the Jews, Bani Israel specifically. And the hardship that Moses the prophet had to go through in dealing with them, and their insistence on and persistence on disbelief and disrespecting their prophet and rejecting the truth and other calamities upon calamities which they were involved in. And we were discussing how they were told to go and fight. in a particular village, and they were promised victory if they were to go, but they were too afraid and cowardice, and so they refused to go. And they said to Musa, "You go, and Allah, we go. You and your Lord, you fight. We would be sitting right here. We would not go there as long as these other strong people are in the town." So they were punished by Allah Azza wa Jal for this. And then, you know, Musa made dua that, "Oh Allah, separate between me and the defiantly disobedient people." So then came this ayah. So Allah said in response to the supplication of Musa, فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It is then prohibited upon them for 40 years wandering in the land. أي إن كان أي إن من عقوبتهم أن نحرم عليهم دخول هذه القرية التي كتبها الله لهم. From among the punishment is that we will prevent them from entering the village which was once written for them. مدة 40 سنة, the duration of 40 years. وتلك المدة أيضا يتيهون في الأرض لا يهتدون إلى طريق ولا يبقون مطمئنين. سبحان الله. And in these 40 years, they will also wander in the land. Neither will they be guided to any path, nor will they feel any tranquility or relaxation. وهذه عقوبة دنيوية. And this is only their worldly punishment. لعل الله تعالى كفر بها عنهم ودفع عنهم عقوبة أعظم منها. Perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal will make this as an expiation, and will prevent them from a punishment which is greater, which is on the Day of Judgment. وفي هذا دليل على أن العقوبة على الذنب قد تكون بزوال نعمة موجودة أو دفع نعمة قد انعقد سبب وجودها. سبحان الله. And in this there's an evidence that a sin, the punishment of a sin could manifest in the removing or the absence of that blessing, meaning you had a blessing and then it would be taken away from you because of your disobedience, or that something had been written for you. There's in the decree of Allah a provision was written for you and all the reasons for its arrival were there, however it does not come to you because of a sin. So sins are our greatest enemies. Allahum musta'an. أو تأخرها إلى وقت آخر, or it could be delayed until some other time. ولعل الحكمة في هذه المدة أن يموت أكثر هؤلاء الذين قالوا هذه المقالة الصادرة عن قلوب لا صبر فيها ولا ثبات. Perhaps the wisdom behind these 40 years is that that generation would die. The generation who had made that statement that indicates that they had no patience in their heart and no firmness whatsoever, this is enough time for them to have passed away, and then they will be followed by the successor generation. Excuse me. They will be followed by the successor generation, Zakallah khair brother, who will not be like their fathers. Naam. بل قد ألفت الاستعباد لعدوها ولم تكن لها همم ترقيها إلى ما فيها ارتقاؤها وعلوها. And also they had this quality of being enslaved by their own enemies, and they had no real determination which will make them rise and become better. ولتظهر ناشئة جديدة تتربى عقولهم على طلب قهر الأعداء وعدم الاستعباد والذل المانع من السعادة. And perhaps a fresh upcoming generation whose minds would seek victory over the enemies and not being enslaved and not being humiliated, which prevent people from attaining happiness. ولما علم الله تعالى أن عبده موسى في غاية الرحمة على الخلق خصوصا قومه. And when Allah knew how merciful Moses was to people, specifically his own people, وأنه ربما رق لهم واحتملته الشفقة على الحزن عليهم في هذه العقوبة أو الدعاء لهم بزوالها. And that perhaps he would be soft towards them, or his compassion towards them and would cause him to be sad over this punishment, or perhaps he will make dua that Allah removes it. مع أن الله قد حتمها, even though Allah had made it inevitable. قال فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين. Then do not be sad, do not despair, do not grieve over the defiantly disobedient people. أي لا تأسف عليهم ولا تحزن. Don't be sorry, don't be sad. فإنهم قد فسقوا. They have become defiantly disobedient. وفسقهم اقتضى وقوع ما نزل بهم لا ظلما منا. And it is their defiant disobedience which brought about what had afflicted them, not oppression on our part, meaning Allah's part, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah. Beautiful. Ayah 27 speaks about the first crime ever. It reads, واتلو عليهم نبأ بني واتلو عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. تفضل. Yes, ma'am. Then it reads, and recite to them the story of Adam's two sons. In truth, when they both offered a sacrifice to Allah, and it was accepted from one of them, but was not accepted from the other, the latter said, I will surely kill you. The former said, indeed, Allah only accepts from the righteous, meaning those who fear Him. So the Shaykh says, أي قصة على الناس وأخبرهم بالقضية التي جرت على بني آدم بالحق تلاوة يعتبر بها المعتبرون صدقا لا كذبا وجدا لا لعبا. أيوة. Narrate unto the people the story or the matter of which occurred with the two children of Adam in truth. Narrate it to them in a manner where those who want to seek or deduce lessons are able to deduce lessons. Say it to them in truth, not in lie, and say it to them in seriousness, not in play or jest. والظاهر أن ابني آدم هما أبناه لصلبه. ابناه لصلبه. And what appears from the text is that these two children of Adam are his own loins, his very children. كما يدل عليه ظاهر الآية والسياق. As the context and the ayah indicate. Of course, he's saying that because we're all the children of Adam. We're all the children of Adam. So that no one will think it's speaking about some other children of his somewhere down the line. It's referring to his immediate children. وهو قول جمهور المفسرين. And it is the opinion of the vast majority of the scholars. أي أتلو عليهم نبأهما في حال تقريبهما للقربان الذي أداهما إلى الحال المذكورة. Narrate unto them their issue when they both offered a sacrifice that led them to the situation at hand. إذ قربا قربانا أي أخرج كل منهما شيئا من ماله لقصد تقرب إلى الله. What does that mean? Each one of them took out some of his money and gave it as a charity as means of seeking nearness to Allah عز وجل. أي أخرج كل منهما نعم فتقبل من أحدهما. It was accepted from one of them. ولم يتقبل من الآخر. And it was not accepted of the other. بأن علم ذلك بخبر من السماء أو بالعادة السابقة في الأمم أن علامة تقبل الله للقربان أن تنزل نار من السماء فتحرقه. How did they know that one of them had his deed accepted and the other one did not? It was said that Allah Azza wa Jal back before the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever someone would offer a sacrifice, Allah will send a fire from the sky that will come and consume. It will consume that sacrifice. And therefore they would know it was accepted through that particular act. If no fire came to consume and devour that particular sacrifice, then they would know that it was not accepted from them by Allah.
نعم. قال الابن الذي لم يتقبل منه للآخر حسدا وبغيا.
And the one whose sacrifice was not accepted said to his brother out of envy, jealousy and transgression. لأقتلنك. I will surely inevitably kill you.
فقال له الآخر مترفقا له في ذلك إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين.
So the other one said to him, trying to calm him down and be gentle towards him, Allah only accepts from those who are righteous. Don't be upset with me, in other words.
أي فأي ذنب لي وجناية توجب لك أن تقتلني إلا أني اتقيت الله تعالى الذي تقواه واجبة علي وعليك على كل أحد وعلى كل أحد. What sin did I commit that requires of you to kill me?
Except that I feared Allah, I was a righteous person, and that fear of Allah is obligatory upon me, upon you, and upon everybody.
وأصح الأقوال في تفسير المتقين هنا أي المتقين لله عز وجل في ذلك العمل.
The most accurate interpretation of the term متقين in this context is that those who had fear of Allah in that deed, so that a person would not be praising himself.
بأن يكون عملهم خالصا لوجه الله,
that their deed is strictly for Allah's countenance.
متبعين فيه لسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم,
following therein the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Excuse me. Ayah 28 says,
لئن بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين.
It reads further, and if you should raise your hand against me to kill me, I shall not raise my hand against you to kill you. Indeed, I fear Allah, Lord of the worlds. Bismillah. ثم قال له مخبرا أنه لا يريد أن يتعرض لقتله لا ابتداء ولا مدافعة.
Then he informed him, the one who's being threatened, he informed his brother that he does not intend on killing him, neither initiating that nor even in defense, in self-defense. يعني even if you try to kill me in self, I will not even retaliate in self-defense.
MashaAllah. وليس ذلك جبنا مني ولا عجزا.
And this is not because of cowardness from on my part, or because I, you know, or inability.
وإنما ذلك لأني أخاف الله رب العالمين.
The only reason why I would do that is because I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds.
والخائف لله يقدم لا يقدم على الذنوب,
خصوصا الذنوب الكبار. Those who fear Allah do not get involved in sins, specifically major sins.
وفي هذا تخويف لمن يريد القتل.
And in this there's a threat to those who wish to kill others.
وأنه ينبغي لك أن تتقي الله وتخاف.
And that you should fear Allah and you know, have taqwa of Allah and fear Him
from committing this crime of murder. والعياذ بالله.
إني, of course, you know, we're speaking about murder. But murder is when there's a plot to kill someone. If you kill a chicken, is that considered anything blameworthy? Chicken? What do you think? Is it okay to kill a chicken? Wait. We have a new Muslim. Let's give him a hard time. No need. You think is it okay to kill a chicken?
Yes.
MashaAllah. How about you? Is it okay to kill a chicken?
Depends on
them.
But we have, right? There's a difference of killing a slaughtering.
So you can slaughter a chicken and a sheep and a camel? Yeah? Why am I saying this? Because some companies here, you know, they use Google too much. And Google can be a nice search engine, and it could be a horrible translator as well. So one big shop, the judge, he opened up, a huge place. And he wants to say that he offers the judge madhbuh. The judge madhbuh. The judge madhbuh in Arabic, that's Arabic. In English it means slaughtered chicken. Slaughtered chicken. When he put it in Sheikh Google, what did Google tell him? Murdered chicken. So he has a huge sign, as big as a street, that says murder chicken. Just in case you wanted a homicide, you know, involved chicken, there was a plot and there was a killer who, you know, the murder chicken. Huh? Yeah, and the translation is ridiculous. So I'm saying this just so you will know that, you know, the term murder, usually it does not mean slaughtered. Okay, it means that someone killed someone for a reason. For, you know, it's not when you slaughter a chicken and eat it for, you know, lunch. That's just fine. And you can invite the brothers next time you do something like that. Barakallahu feek. طيب أيوة. Ayah 29 says,
إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين.
He said to him, indeed, I want you to obtain thereby my sin and your sin. So you will be among the companions of the fire. And that is the recompense of the wrongdoers. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ أَيْ تَرْجِعَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ. I want you then to wind up with my sin and yours. أي إنه إذا دار الأمر بين أن أكون قاتلا أو تقتلني فإني أثير أن تقتلني فتبوء بالوزرين. Meaning, if I'm given a choice between killing you or being killed by you, then I will favor being killed by you, so you will get this both sins. فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين. And you will wind up as a companion of the fire, and that is the recompense of the wrongdoers. ودل هذا على أن القتل من كبائر الذنوب وأنه موجب لدخول النار. This indicates that murder is among the major sins, and that it necessitates the entrance to the hellfire. والعياذ بالله. A person, the murderer, unless Allah Azza wa Jal forgives that particular person, then the sin itself entitles someone to go to Jahannam, go to the hellfire. Ayah 30 says,
why aren't I just... When it comes to the issue of murder, for example, if there's an individual in a society is committing evil, for example, like someone who supplies drugs.
Okay.
Yeah? And the only way to get rid of him is to kill him. How will you be treated?
Yeah, but see, the person who smuggles drugs and has drug trafficking or whatever you call that thing, in Islam, he's considered among the mufsideen fil ard. And therefore, it's the authority who will carry out the execution, not his neighbor.
Do you believe now in society where the authority themselves are corrupt, far, and even maybe the police are corrupt?
La. You cannot take the law into your own hands.
You cannot
take the law into your own hands. You work with the law, you work with whatever to get this person imprisoned or something of the sort to prevent his evil, but for that to allow a person, just a random person, to kill him, no. Now, so it says, فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين. And his soul permitted to him the murder of his brother, so he killed him and became among the losers. Where was I? نعم. فلم يرتدع ذلك الجاني ولم ينزجر. That transgressor did not stop, nor did he turn away. وَلَمْ يَزِلْ يَعْزِمْ نَفْسَهُ وَيَجْزِمَ. And he continued to push himself and become and have a stronger conviction. حَتَّى طَوَّعَتْ لَهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي. Until it allowed him and it facilitated for him the killing of his own brother. الَّذِي يَقْتَدِي شَرْعَ وَطَبَعَ احْتِرَامَهُ. Which both the Islamic legislation and the human instinct requires of you to respect your brother. فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين دنياهم وآخرتهم. So he became among the losers in the worldly life and in the life to come. وأصبح قد سن هذه السنة لكل قاتل. And he became the one who initiated this way for every killer. ومن سن سنة سيئة فعليه وزرها ووزر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة. نسأل الله العافية. And whoever initiates an evil act, then that person will get that sin, the sin for that act, and the sin of everyone who follows him until the day of judgment. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. So when you look at the leaders among the mubtadi'ah and the innovators who invent ibadat and they become the leaders in them, and then they have Allah knows how many thousands and millions of Muslims following them in this ibadah, and this ibadah is a bid'ah in and of itself, it's an innovation in Islam, then they will be responsible for all of these people on Yawm al-Qiyamah besides their own bid'ah. It's just wild. Very wild. That's why I have to stick to the sunnah as much as Allah allows it. Now, ولهذا ورد في الحديث الصحيح أنه ما من نفس تقتل إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول شطر من دمها لأنه أول من سن القتل. That's why it comes in an authentic tradition from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet peace be upon him said, there isn't a soul which is killed except that the first child of the son of Adam will have a share in that blood which was spilled, because he is the first one who initiated and started this concept of killing. Now, Ayah 31. فبعث الله غرابا يبحث في الأرض ليريه كيف يواري سوءة أخيه قال يا ويلتى أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب فأواري سوءة أخي فأصبح من النادمين. Then Allah sent a crow searching in the ground to show him how to hide the disgrace of his brother. He said, oh, woe to me. Have I failed to be like the crow and hide the body of my brother? And he became of the regretful. نعم. أين نحن؟ نحن ها هنا. Keep jumping back and forth. I'm getting confused. فَلَمَّا قَتَلَ أَخَاهُ لَمْ يَدْرِ كَيْفَ يَصْنَعُ بِهِ. When he killed his brother, he did not know what to do with him. You have a dead corpse, body. What do you do with it? How come? Who knows Arabic here? A little? You know grammar?
Yes.
Why does it say قَتْلَ أَخَاهُ فَلَمَّا قَتَلَ أَخَاهُ not قَتَلَ أَخِيهُ or قَتَلَ أَخُوهُ? Why أَخَاهُ? Why with an alif, not a waw or a ya? طيب والله good. Did you get it, chief?
I lost.
It's okay. Anyways, قتل أخا. Even if you can't read it, you don't need to read it. فلما قتل أخاه. قتل is a verb, and the doer of the verb is Damir Mustatir. We're speaking about the son of Adam. Who did he kill? Who's the object of the sentence? The brother. So, and it's Mansoob. Mafrool bihi is Mansoob. And it's from the Asma al-Khamsa. Abuka, Akhuka, ila akhri. So you say Akhaka. Not Akhuka or Akhika. Ahsant. Naam. لم يدري كيف يصنع به لأنه أول ميت مات من بني آدم. He was the first person to die from the children of Adam. So يعني they don't know burial, graves was unknown. It's the first person to die. And his brother is dead. He doesn't know what to do. Just leave his body on the floor, on the ground, throw him in the ocean. I mean, what do you do with him? He had no idea what to do with his brother. So Allah Azza wa Jal sent the crow, which was searching in the land. He had another crow who had died, and that crow was digging out a hole in the earth in order to bury the other crow. لِيُرِيَهُ. So that Allah will make this a sign for that son of Adam to see how he has to deal with his brother after he killed him. So he learned from the crow burial. Burial was learned from the crow. أي ليريه بذلك كيف يواري سوءة أخيه أي بدنه, meaning his brother's body. لأنه بدن الميت, لأن بدن الميت يكون عورة, because the body of the dead is something that has to be covered. It has to be covered. فأصبح من النادمين وهكذا عاقبة المعاصي الندامة والخسارة. So he became among those who are regretful, and this is ultimately the consequence of sins, regretfulness and loss. Regretfulness and loss.
So, he came because he was jealous with the wife of the other.
There's no mention here of that. There's no mention here of that. The story about that they would marry from opposite, you know, deliveries and so on and so forth is mentioned in some of the books, but there's no mention of the Sheikh here. So Allahu A'lam, I cannot really verify the story myself. Anyways, inshallah, with this we will conclude this particular lesson. Was there too early? Sorry, my bad. We will continue because the next ayah, ما في مشكلة. طيب. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا ولقد جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمشرفين. Oh, I'm sorry, لمشرفون. أحسن جزاك الله خير. Because of that, لمشرفون. Because of that, we decreed upon the children of Israel that whoever kills a soul, unless for a soul or for corruption done in the land, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely. And whoever saves one, it is as if he had saved mankind entirely. And our messengers had certainly come to them with clear proofs. Then indeed, many of them, even after that, throughout the land, were transgressors.
يقول تعالى من أجل ذلك الذي ذكرناه في قصة ابني آدم وقتل أحدهما أخاه وسنة القتل وسنه القتل لمن بعده.
Because of that, meaning what was mentioned earlier about the two children of Adam and one of them killing the other and initiating the way of killing for those who are after him, وَأَنَّ الْقَتْلَ عَاقِبَتَهُ وَخِيمًا وَخَسَارٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and that the outcome of murder is horrible or is bad in this worldly life and in the life to come.
كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَيْ أَهْلِ الْكُتُبُ السَّمَوِيَّةِ,
we have decreed upon the people of the scriptures, in other words,
أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض أي بغير حق.
So whoever kills a soul, unless it is a soul for a soul, or unless it's because of corruption spread upon the land, which means other than in truth,
فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا لأنه ليس معه داع يدعوه إلى التبيين وأنه لا يقدم على القتل إلا بحق.
Because he doesn't have,
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
Because he doesn't have a caller which invites him to clarification, and that he doesn't move forward towards killing except with the truth.
فلما تجرأ على قتل النفس التي لم تستحق القتل,
when he had the nerve to kill a soul which is not to be killed,
علم أنه لا فرق بين عنده بين هذا المقتول وبين غيره.
يعني what is the idea that if you kill one soul it's equivalent to you killing all of mankind? Because in your mind, if you killed someone who doesn't deserve to be killed, then obviously you would do this to anyone else. You would do this to anyone else. So you would wind up becoming a murderer.
علم نعم وإنما ذلك بحسب ما تدعوه إليه نفسه الأمارة بالسوء.
So it becomes that the person just kills according to what his soul, you know, drives him to, what it commands him to do evil. So he obeys in his own self in this regard, and then he kills people who are not to be killed in Islam.
نعم فتجرؤه على قتله كأنه قتل الناس جميعا.
So him having the audacity to kill this innocent person is equal to him killing all of mankind.
وكذلك من أحيا نفسا أي استبقى أحدا فلم يقتله مع دعاء نفسه له إلى قتله.
The one who allows a soul to survive and he does not murder that person, even though he has reasons to murder that person, is being invited to murder that person, his own self is calling him towards that, however he does not obey it.
فمنعه خوف الله تعالى من قتله.
What prevented him is the fear of Allah. The fear of Allah prevented him from killing.
فهذا كأنه أحيا الناس جميعا.
This person, it's as if he has granted life or revived all of mankind.
لأن ما معه من الخوف يمنعه من قتل من لا يستحق القتل.
What he has in regards to the fear of Allah prevents him from killing the one who does not deserve to be killed.
ودلت الآية على أن القتل يجوز بأحد أمرين.
And the ayah, in the ayah, there's an evidence that it is permissible to kill in one of two conditions.
إما أن يقتل نفسا بغير حق متعمد في ذلك,
meaning that person kills another person willingly, without any just right. That person in Islam is to be executed. In Islam, as in with the, it's supposed to be in Judaism, in Christianity, it's supposed to be, but of course they don't follow their law. They follow the law of Paul, and they follow the laws of their priests and the popes, who modify their religion as they go along. So, you know, you cannot really refer to any Christian theologian or Christian scholar or Jewish scholar and expect to receive the actual accurate revelation. They have distorted it, changed it, modified it as per their modern needs. That's why you find churches that are pro-homosexuality. Churches with a gay priest. How are you going to be a gay priest, man? I mean, homosexuality is an abomination unto the Lord. It's in the Bible. It's something that the Bible rejects tooth and nail. You cannot be a homosexual in Christianity. But they've modified their religion so much that their religious leaders are homosexuals. And they want to have a gay church with gay attendees. And then they want to have gay marriages. That's all I can say. But you know, these are the people that you're dealing with. They change their religion as per their need. And every church has its own rules and its own pastor and its own blah blah blah. And two different churches, you would come up with two different belief systems and two different outcomes and two different everything. They don't have anything that is solid and or unified that you can refer to. Otherwise, this is in their religion too. And if I were to quote to you biblical texts from the Old Testament and the New Testament, you will be shocked. You will be shocked how often you can get your neck chopped off in Christianity and in Judaism. If you had an animal, and that animal of yours attacked someone and killed that person, you are to be killed. If you verbally abuse your parents, if someone says to his mom or dad, you know, some bad word, you're supposed to be killed. This is in the Bible. I have a word document that has all of these evidences listed in Genesis and Deuteronomy and all over the place. Wild things will get you killed. The slightest thing will get you killed in these. But nobody, they don't follow their religion now. They prefer the constitutional law of their state. If they're in the United States, they prefer their own laws. And in their own laws, man-made laws, do you have the death sentence in America? Yes! You better believe they put you on that electric chair, man, and burn you up. They will. In Texas, they will. So even though they're man-made laws, they still have a death sentence. And now in India, because of this gang rape, They all raped this young lady on the bus, and six of them, and she died. She died elsewhere. They were considering also the death sentence. So the human beings until now, you find the urge sometimes that, you know, this person is so evil, he should just be killed. But when it comes to Islam, they like to criticize. Oh, you guys, rah, rah, rah. Shut up. You have the same thing and worse. We have some serious laws for serious criminals. You kill someone and you can kiss your life goodbye. You don't want to die? Ma fi mushkila. Don't kill anybody. Simple as that. You kill someone by mistake? Fine. There's a whole other set of rules. You kill someone and the parents or the family members accept some blood money, you're off the hook. You can pay blood money, and if they forgive you, even without blood money, you can be forgiven. But it's their right that you go away as you took someone of their loved ones away. So we have to be clear on these issues, so we will not be fooled by the misconceptions of the disbelievers when it comes to the issue of execution. Never hide it, and never be shy about it. Say it as it is, and teach them that what their religion teaches is far, far, far more, violent, if they want to consider it violent, than what they will find in Islam. Anywho, فَإِنَّهُ يَحِلُّ قَتْلَهُ إِنْ كَانَ مُكَلَّفًا مُكَافِيًا لَيْسَ بِوَالِدٍ الْمَقْتُولِ. So that person is permissible to kill him if he is of age, if he is responsible, and if he is not the father of the deceased. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ مُفْسِدًا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِإِفْسَادِهِ لِأَدْيَانِ النَّاسِ أَوْ أَبْدَانِهِمْ أَوْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Or he could be a corrupter, a spreader of mischief upon earth, the one who corrupts the people's religions and the people's bodies and the people's wealth. فالكفار المرتدين, like the apostatized disbelievers, the apostates. والمحاربين, and those who engage in war. والدعاة إلى البدع, and the callers and inviters to innovations. الذين لا ينكف شرهم إلا لا ينكف شرهم إلا بالقتل. Those whose evil cannot be prevented except by killing them. وكذلك قطاع الطريق, and also the highway robbers. The highway robbers. وَنَحْوِهِمْ مِمَّنْ يَصُولُ عَلَى النَّاسِ لِقَتْلِهِمْ أَوْ أَخْذِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And others among those who, you know, go after people for killing them and taking their wealth. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And our messengers had come to them with the clear proofs. أي من الناس. بعد ذلك, عفوا, أي التي لا تبقي ما حجة لأحد. That which leaves no excuse for anyone afterwards. ثم إن كثيرا منهم أي من الناس. Then verily most of them, a lot of them, many of them, meaning among people. بعد ذلك, after that clear evidence comes to them. بعد ذلك أي البيان القاطع للحجة الموجب للاستقامة في الأرض. The undisputable evidence which necessitates being upright in the land. لمسرفون. They are extreme, excessive. في العمل بالمعاصي ومخالفة الرسل. Those who work in sins and going against the messengers. الذين جاءوا بالبينات والحجج. The messengers who had brought the evidences and the حجج. Now of course what's interesting is, Bismillah, that's my gasoline. You know, the car doesn't move without gas, and in the morning I don't move without a cup of coffee. Don't be upset. Now the funny thing is that this ayah is quoted by who? This is the favorite ayah of the people who claim that Islam is only about peace. Those who deny fighting in the cause of Allah, those who deny it, they love this ayah. And they quote this ayah and they twist it to their listeners. Even though this ayah is an evidence against them. And the one that follows it is even more of a clarifier. The ayah says that whoever kills a soul, except for the one who kills another one, or for the one who spreads corruption upon earth, then it is as if he has killed all of mankind. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave an exception here. Two exceptions, which the people don't want to address. And those who fight the Muslims, are they spreading corruption upon earth? For sure. So then, you cannot say that fighting is not allowed in Islam. Rather, fighting is allowed in Islam under particular guidelines for particular reasons. Now, does fighting in Islam include that you get on an airplane and you hijack the airplane and then you fly into a building or a farm or a train or a supermarket? No. No, even though the 9/11 was an inside job done by the Americans to the Americans for them to spread their control over the Middle East region, that's another discussion. Any fool who has given it 5 minutes of investigation will come to the realization that this was an inside job. But nevertheless, other terrorist acts by Muslims are not justified. Sometimes in the Philippines, Abu Sayyaf and his clan will kidnap some people and kill them. Not allowed. Not allowed in Islam. Killing people, innocent civilians who are going about their daily work, not allowed in Islam. So we have to make a distinction between a legitimate war between Muslims and non-Muslims and between killing people just as means of taking revenge, even though those you are killing have nothing to do with you. These are people who are entitled to receive da'wah, to be treated nicely, to be invited to Islam in the proper manner, not to be killed. I'm saying this so you will know the difference. We neither deny the fact that there is fighting in Islam, and the one who denies it is only fooling himself, nor do we endorse criminal acts in the name of Islam, which Islam does not allow. So we are on a middle path in between these two extremes. If some non-Muslims want to fight against the Muslims, we will not turn the other cheek. Not. We're not the kind of people who turn the other cheek. And Christians who claim to be following Jesus, who supposedly said that he would turn the other cheek, or he commanded the people to turn the other cheek, go check the history of the crusaders to know how many cheeks they turned. Not their cheeks. They were turning other people's cheeks and forcing Christianity upon them. And the Philippines is another example. The Spaniards, crusaders, are the ones who forced Christianity in the Philippines. The Philippines was a Muslim country. Only the brothers in Mindanao survived, and they remained firm upon the deen. Other people elsewhere, they converted to Christianity, and now it appears like Philippines is a Christian country. It is not. It was forced to become Christian. So, you know, these are some facts we have to know. We have some serious business, but we're nice people. We are nice people, as in, even when engaged in war, Muslims are never allowed to kill children. Muslims are never on the battlefield. No children are to be killed. No women are to be killed. No elderly are to be killed. No homes are to be destroyed. No trees are to be cut off. These are the guidelines of war in Islam. Which country in the world applies them? None. None. So Islam would be men against men who want to fight. If they stop, we stop. It's not about fighting. It's not about spilling blood. It's about maintaining the religion of Allah upon earth, giving the people the chance to see the light. That's what it boils down to. Anyways, now we have to stop. Seriously. And then inshallah, the next ayah, which we'll be dealing with in the next class, will clarify further what I told you right now as an introduction. And so next time you hear a speaker quote this ayah and ignore the one after, or not explain properly, you will at least know that there's something missing in the equation. He may intend good, but, you know, we have to be honest in our conveyance of the religion to the people. We cannot change Islam to make people happy. If someone doesn't like Islam the way it is, then he has a problem. Allah revealed Islam from A to Z. Someone says, I don't like G. G, I like everything in Islam, A, B, C, D, E, F, but G عندي مشكلة, then the rest is go. Say, no problem, I'm not going to change this G for you. I'm not going to make it a J because you like a J and this is a G, G, J, close, so you know, you're fine. The G will remain a G. You have a problem with it, on the day of judgment, you tell your creator that you had a problem with his religion. And then I want to see what kind of response you will get. Or you understand that your brain cannot possibly encompass everything, and therefore, if you didn't understand G very well, submit to Allah and ask Allah to give you understanding. Some atheists and some sisters send a message to my wife, and my wife was conveying this text message to me, a question from an atheist. If he already knew who was going to go to paradise and who's going to go to hell, and he knows what the people are going to do and all, so on and so forth, then why create the people anyways? Why waste time and make us go through all this? If he knows where we're going to wind up, just do it from the end. How do you respond to that? How do you respond to that? Who's a brave man who can give me a silencing refutation? An answer that will make him shut up for the rest of the year. And the answer is not what you're thinking. Don't try to justify it, because this is something you may never be able to explain. I'll give you the shortcut. I said to my wife, say to them, tell this person, if he has a problem with the current system, go create your own. Huh? Since you are so intelligent, huh, that you think that this whole world with the art piece of work that God created, if you think your intelligence is superior to the one who created you, then do me a favor, go create your own world, and in your own world, do that idea of yours. Because that means you must be more intelligent than God. And you're more, you know better. Yani God did not know. He had a missing link, which he missed out, and you, Mr. Genius, figured out that God had a problem in his concept. So while you add it, what is 900 times 555? He'll be like, huh? 900 times 555. I say, you don't even know how to multiply freaking six numbers, man. You human being cannot even multiply 900 by 555 and give me an answer on the spot. This is the capacity of your brain. And this little brain of yours, you saw the flaw in God's creation, therefore you think it's a problem. No, it shouldn't be like this. God should have done this. Okay, you go make your own stuff and call me when you're ready. And that will put him in his place for the rest of his life. He will realize that he's nothing but a drop of semen. Because you don't have any authority. Oh, I don't like this. How come God did this? What are you talking about, man? Who are you? You don't know anything. You miskin. You can't even breathe on your own. You can't even breathe. If you went to sleep and you wanted to think about breathing, you would die. God is making you breathe. Be quiet. Arrogant human being. And Allah described the person like that in the Quran. What is the ayah in Surah Yasin? Surah Yasin. La la la. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does the son of Adam not see that we created him from a drop of semen? All of a sudden he is خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. He's disputing, arguing with God. Now suddenly now he figured it out. So this is the answer. You try to explain to him, yeah, God knows, but basically in order for this and that, this person is not going to buy it. Because he's thinking of these, you know, unanswerable questions to prove to you that he doesn't have to believe in God. To make you even doubt. So how do you silence them? Like this. Alatul, anyone who gives you a question of the sort, say, look, no problem. You're right. Go make your own creation. I'm waiting here. Tadbar. I create heavens and earth, okay, and make new human beings, and you with your wisdom apply this intent, this law of yours, which you think is superior to God. Yalla, 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 hurry, yalla, we don't have time, man, we're in a hurry. Show me. He's going to look at you like, whoa, whoa. But I cannot, exactly. You cannot, so you're part of the system, submit. Submit. You cannot make your own system. You were born into the system. Zip it. And try to work yourself, you know, out of this in a good way. Put a good end to yourself instead of you torturing yourself and winding up in the hellfire in the life to come. So this is one of the approaches, of course. You don't have to be as violent as I am in explanation. I get a little excited for you. But when you say to the person, you're much nicer than I would be right now. طيب. جزاكم الله خير وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.